This is a Medicinal Mass Network production. Enjoy.
Podcast of Masters of Failure. This is your host Ali Sultan. With me today I have the very funny Ryan Kahl and Earl Elliott, who's also kind of funny. What's up, Earl?
You call me kind of funny? I don't like that. And then somebody knocking at the door. I don't.
This is very professional. We're at a hotel. So we're going to spend a little shame and then we'll just get right into it because we want to take a nap. Sex. Ooh. Worst sexual experience. Gonna go first, Earl?
The worst sexual experience, like emotionally or physically?
Whatever that was the funniest I'd go with.
I would say when I lost my virginity.
Okay, how did
I
go?
I was on it for, there's this program called Inroads, where you get internships.
Okay.
And I was like the youngest one. Like most people were like 20, 21.
Okay.
And I was like 17. And then they take you, we were in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, or Cherry Hill, it's either New Jersey or Philly. So pretty much they take everybody to a hotel and everybody just parties. Okay. And I'm still a baby.
Okay, so you got raped, is what you're saying?
Nah, this was like, met this girl, we hung out, and like, she didn't know it was my first time.
Okay.
And I didn't tell her.
How old is the lady?
She was 24 or something like that.
What's the age of consent, whatever you were?
Ooh, I was 17, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Well, if you're in Minnesota, I think it's...
It's 16.
What?
Why do we all know that?
16. I didn't know it was 16. I thought, oh, 16 I, seems to, too young.
16 does seem... I think it used to be... I thought it was 17 in Minnesota. 16 would be like somewhere in the south. Mm. This is a weird way to start a podcast, everybody. But anyways, Earl, well, so what happened? What did your abuser do?
My homie gave me a condom. He was like, yo, go for that. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I had Scooby-Doo boxers on. I didn't take my boxers off when we had sex.
You didn't? No. What, you just slip it through the
I was nervous.
Scooby-Doo's face?
I was nervous as shit. And meanwhile, I'm like chopping this chick up. Like, it's like it's not my first time.
Ah,
so you're like J. Cole and like the Wet Dreams.
Yep,
so
pretty much.
That's funny.
And I came really quickly, and then she kicked me out of her hotel room.
Really? Like, get the fuck out of here?
Well, she spent the night in my hotel room the night before that.
Ah, okay. You cuddled and stuff.
Well, we tried, but I had it was like a bed situation like this.
Uh-huh.
And I had a roommate, like, he was like, if gay had a percentage, he was probably like 110% gay. Like, he just kept getting up and going, y'all need to stop that shit. I'm like, all right, man, like, you're cock blocking me.
Right? Gotcha.
So it just led up to, it was just a bad situation.
That sucks. My first time was kind of horrible too. I think I had a bad experience. I met a Japanese tourist. She was with her friend. I was 19 at the time. And then me and my friend Joe, hung out with both of them. And then we went clubbing and all that stuff. And then we went back to Joe's apartment, which was a studio, actually. So it was a tiny ass studio. And Joe had just one bed. And then about a foot away from his bed, there was a water bed, like a tiny ass water bed.
That's weird.
Yeah. So
how do you get a tiny waterbed? Like, that's
it was an
accomplishment.
It was a weird waterbed. So like, I lost my virginity in a studio apartment next to Joe and on a waterbed. That's like the most romantic setting ever.
The Titanic.
Yeah. And then the weird thing is, like, so me and Joe made one rule. I'm like, all right, Joe, whatever we do, we don't make eye contact. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't look at me. I won't look at you. We'll just do our thing. And then we did. So we both started around the same time. And then something really weird happened. This is apparently apparent in Japanese culture. It's, I guess, it's something that's out there. Ladies make baby noises during sex.
Oh, yeah, I've watched Japanese porn before.
It's a thing, right? No, I was like,
wait, how do you go again?
It's the weirdest shit. I was just, I just heard it, and I was like, is that a fucking baby in the closet? And then I looked at it, it was her making sounds. And then I was like, what the fuck is this? I was shocked. And then the other one was inspired, so they both, like, alternated baby noises. And then me and Joe, like, broke the rule. We looked at each other. I was like, what's going on? And I goes, that's still pussy. So we just kept going. And then I was like, man, this is kind of fucking awful. I'm in a studio apartment next to Joe on a waterbed having sex with someone who's making baby noises. And then she got her period. So, yeah, that was swell.
Man.
So wow. Worse. It was so bad I took a year off after that. I was like, man, is this what I've been waiting? Fucking, I waited so long for sex. Like, I was like, so excited about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And well, I think that's a common thing where you're like, you built it up to be like, oh, it's the end all be all.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's just like, this is like
this exercise. Is fucking gross. I mean, that exercise, that specific.
It was like exercise.
This is right weird, now. Yeah. But yeah, dude. And then I thought it was like also like maybe that's how sex is. Just, you know, people talk about sex. I'm like, yeah, man, isn't it weird when they make baby noises?
And then you stare like, at your
what
friend.
The fuck?
Yes.
You make eye contact with your friend. Your friend
was always there.
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
How about you, Ryan?
Every time I've had sex, it's been incredible for everybody involved. But no, I mean,
incredible for everybody involved except for the other part.
Everybody. Meaning that
you're
every
so self-involved.
Yeah. I just focus on what feels good to me.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, I have this weird thing that I've, like, recently discovered. Like, I can't have one-night stands anymore.
Yeah.
Because I have
a heart?
Yeah. Well, no, but it's like...
herpes?
I can't, like, I won't... It doesn't feel good unless there's, like, an emotional connection.
Okay.
So right. It's like... It does feel like exercise. Like, one-night stands are just, like... I don't like to do them.
Yeah,
so like every one night stand I've had has just been horrific.
Weird.
Like
it's
the chemistry
weird.
Is off. We're like both trying to do different things, and it's just like, oh, I don't love this person. That's why.
But yeah, or you're not used to that person.
Because sex
requires familiarity, you know. And if you're not familiar with the person,
and
you
love,
don't
do.
And you know,
and love.
if you're Ryan,
and love,
Ali. It gets love. Better when you. Love. Keep doing it with the same person.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get to learn each other's bodies.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh my God, this again.
Yeah.
Forever.
Well, and if you're like genuinely...
I would prefer really? That.
Yeah, if you're genuinely into someone, like the sex is incredible, like bar none.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I used to be like that, but I think I'm changing.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like... yeah. Because now I used to like... I mean, I like the you know, I enjoy like one person and it's good. But I feel like the lust fades away like a year in. After a year, like you don't lust that. You don't go look at that person and like, oof, I'm going to fuck the shit out of this person. Now you go like, ah, yeah, them titties again.
I think that's you.
It's just no.
Yeah,
that's just you. Nah, it's not just me. You cannot. That well.
Yeah,
there's
dude.
Something exciting about new.
Yeah, that's fair. But there's also something exciting about maybe not exciting, but there's something very nice about like familiarity
and depth like, and
yeah,
emotional
and like knowing someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, recently I've had a like I'd rather cuddle. Or just like watch a movie
I'm the
and
same
chill.
Way. I'm
and, like,
the same way. 100%.
And a girl's like, oh, let's have sex. I'm like, no, chill. Like,
this is good right
like,
here.
Watch this part of the movie. You're like,
yeah.
Like,
so. That's funny. Did I tell you about that one time this girl tried to threaten me with sex? She goes, we had an argument and she was like, if that's how it's going to be, you know, none for you. And I was like, that's fine. Can we still cuddle? Because like at that point, I wanted that more so.
Yeah. Especially if you're like tired or like you've been drinking, it's like, dude, let's just cuddle. That's good for everybody.
Cuddling is great, man.
There's no disappointment. Awesome. Nobody's ever.
You just got a new movie. You just want to watch the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's ever walked
like,
away from
you like the experience of a relationship. Yeah. The relationship part. You lust the relationship more so than sex. I understand. Yeah. I mean, I've been.
I like to cuddle. Like, I'll do like cuddle one night stands. I've done a couple of those. Those are nice. Because
nobody just feels shame.
It's not weird in the morning. You're just like, hey, yeah.
Well, the weird thing is just one night stands, it's you feel like you've used the person and that's why you feel guilty.
Well, I think they feel the same way a little bit too, because it's just like, yeah, we both know we just used each other.
Yeah.
I don't like that, you know. It's gotta be, there's an emotional thing. I like the emotional thing. It's
Are you seeing someone?
No.
Ryan is single, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, and I love
hit him up.
I genuinely love people.
He loves, you know, he prefers. Anyways. Let's spin the wheel again. That was sex. That was good start, everybody.
It's good sex.
Worst gig. Worst gig.
Ah, fuck.
I've got a couple.
You got a couple? You can go. I mean, Earl, you got one?
Every gig.
Every gig. Yesterday was pretty good. We were actually, we're in Madison currently. Me, Earl, and Ryan live in Minneapolis. We went to Madison to do the comedy club on State. It was a great experience. We all had a fucking fantastic time. But I would say not every show is shitty.
No, I was joking. Like, I can't think of a worse gig.
Worst gig, like, what's the...
I think it was House of Comedy.
Me too.
September 11th, when we first started.
That was on that night, too.
That was the first time I did 5 minutes. And I bombed so hard.
You guys bombed so hard, the World Trade Centers went down.
Well, that's because I opened with a joke about the plane in the backdrop.
I remember that. I remember I told you
after
before.
After the show, Ali was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He's like, I was going next.
You three-minute comic, nigga. But I bombed really hard probably last week.
Okay.
I've got one.
Go for it, Ryan.
I don't remember where exactly it was. It was somewhere in like northeastern Wisconsin though, like by the UP.
Okay.
And I was featuring, and we get there, host does their time, I go up, and it's like there's maybe like 20 people total, and it's just fucking Northwoods, Wisconsin, like exactly what you like the North's Arkansas, exactly what you would expect it to be. And it just turned into a confrontation. Like they were one of those crowds where they want you to fight them. They want you to like insult them. And so like I'm
doing, it's you versus them. It's
yeah, exactly. Like and that's not how it should be. Like I'm doing my time and then it's like I'm skating by, but then at one point I just start attacking them and they love it. That's like the last 5 minutes of my set.
It's
I just started talking shit to them. I'm like, yeah. You guys are just Trump supporting motherfuckers. And they loved it. They loved it. They're like, yeah.
Like abuse.
Yeah. Yeah. But then what's fucked up is then, so you open that door and then they think that they can come at you now. And there's like these fucking bikers in the back that it's like, these guys are actually going to kill me.
Oh, shit, yeah. That's what you forget. You forget like the audiences are people with hands.
Yeah, and weapons. And most of them can carry weapons, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've had a gun pulled on me on a show before.
And you all mentioned that? Like, I'm struggling to find a story. Tell me about that story, Earl.
There's too many shitty gigs I've done. Like, not even
somebody
shitty,
pulled a gun on you at a show?
Yeah.
What happened?
I ran, nigga. What you mean?
No. What led to that? What led up to that point?
I don't remember.
Earl pointed his gun at the guy. And
so he doesn't. You were high as fuck, is what he said.
No, I wasn't high.
He just suppressed
it. Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Damn, Earl. We got bigger things to worry about.
I've heard people getting guns on him pulled at certain open mics in town.
Really? Okay. Cool. It's a hard question. That's because there's a lot of shitty gigs that you do.
Yeah, and it kind of blends together a little bit after a while. Like it's like
everything. Yeah. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know. Most.
How about the most embarrassing bombing?
Oh, okay. I did a stout when I was like a year in. I knew somebody that was like part of one of the organizations there, and they contacted me, and they were like, "Do you want to do this?" I was like, "Sure." How much time? And they were like, 45. And I had like, I was like a year in. I had like that's 5 minutes.
I was like cocky.
I was like, I can do that. Yeah. How much does it pay? And then, so I ended up taking it.
I know this is a bad gig because you're hugging a pillow right now.
I'm always hugging a pillow. This is it's my comfort thing. It's emotional. But I get there. It's in a cafeteria. It's at 5 p.m. There are two people in the cafeteria. They're doing their homework. They have no idea that there's any comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the time, but it was horrific.
That's good.
It was bad.
Dude, that's fucking awesome that you did the time, 45 minutes.
But it was, like, I got in, like, as soon as, I mean, because I had 5 minutes of material. So I got on stage, and then 5 minutes later, I was like, all right, time to stretch, baby.
Time to talk about my day, slowly.
So, man, the lighting in here, right?
That's fucking funny.
Look at this dude with the big-ass head.
Big-ass head.
And that's the thing. There's only two crowd members crowd work with. You can't even, and they're sitting in the back, so you're like, hey, what are you wearing? I don't know.
I can't see
that far.
Come closer. That's funny. That's so like, you know, you're bombing when you go, what do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, well, what else should I talk about?
No, my favorite is like, give it up for stand-up comedy, everybody. That's my cheat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, how about the troops, huh? How about the troops? They're doing good. Fuck, that's funny.
I got it. All right, you remember this story.
Okay.
Stubborn Herbs.
Ah.
So me and Ali... It's like when we were first starting, Stubborn Herbs was
We should mention that. Me and Earl kind of settled together, and we used to do a lot of mics in the comedy scene in Minneapolis. Listeners, thanks for listening, by the way. You guys are beautiful. Anyways.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking. But so, all right. This new room opens pretty much, and like we're brand new.
Oh fuck!
We crushed one night.
I remember.
That was the worst bottom ever experienced.
That's really embarrassing
because like our egos were like, oh, we're
so
like, oh,
yo, this. so it's Adam Wheeler's room. So he has his first night where we show up to. I think was it first or second?
It was
night.
The first night.
Yep, first night. And this dude packed the room. Me and Earl crush. We kill it so fucking hard. And then this dude, I remember this white dude goes, man, I love. I loved like what you talked about and blah blah blah, and he's just like all white guilty. And then me and Earl got really cocky, and then we came back next week and like we're like, man, we're about to crush. And then we're outside smoking, two girls walked by. This is how cocky we are. I go, hey girls, you guys want to watch the show? We're about to go on. So we get the two girls to come in. You forgot about that part. So the girls came in. I'm sorry if you guys are out there and you're listening to this. And then Earl goes, he bobs, but I bobbed aggressively. Like, he bobbed. I used to get really angry on
stage. We learned a lot that night.
Yeah.
I was yelling at the crowd. I was about to fight someone from the stage. I was fighting an audience member, and I was
like this. We bombed so hard that we walked home from Dinky Town just like lost, like just like we went to McDonald's. Dude, we just sat on a bench. Yo, like, we're just like, what the fuck?
The girls staring at the light.
The worst part is the girls didn't even want to talk to us afterwards. It was just like so bad.
Well, of course not. Yeah.
I mean, Earl and walking, we're trying to justify it. I'm like, you know what it is? It's because we're dressed up too nice today, and then. We should wear a black shirt like Louis C.K. That's what, remember that guy was so dumb.
Oh man, that was the worst bomb.
Ah, that was bad. My worst one is actually my second time. So first time I did Acme.
Where's your second time?
Willie's. So it was a big fucking drop. At that time, Willie's was ran by Daryl Horner, so it's not as cool as what it is now. So
shout out to Daryl.
Shout out for I love Daryl, but no, that room was. Let me tell you what happened. So I do Acme, I do well, not the material, but I get laughs.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my god, I'm fucking hilarious. So I'm like, dude, I gotta come up with a new five. So I come up with a new five, and it's just like the weirdest premises, like Michael Jackson jerking off, fucking, just like real hack. Real bad premises, right? Something about fucking, I don't know, just weird jokes. And then I take my friend Andrew and a friend of mine, Tom, and me and Andrew and Tom go to Willie's, it's Coon Rapids, and it was kind of foolish. It was full, but it's not like what it is now. It was very hickish. It had a hickish feel to it. I mean, Coon Rapids, right? So we go there, and Daryl Horner was such a dick. He goes, oh, you want to go up? Cool, man. All right. Where you from? Yemen? Cool. I got your back. So before he intros me, he goes, this next guy's from Yemen. And then he gives a history of Yemen and how it produced more terrorists than any fucking country.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's hilarious. Dick of it. I mean, and now it's funny to me because I know what he was doing. But shit, it was awful, dude.
No wonder you bombed, huh?
Dude. All right. Good one. So on top of me being a bad comic in Coon Rapids at this hickish fucking... I have Daryl prepping the audience of how horrible my country is. And then he's like, yeah, this guy's everything you hate. Give it up for Ollie. And then I go up and I choke. I can't speak. And I know I start with like, found out that I was racist against my people. And then somebody goes, bullshit. And then someone else whispers, nigger. And I was saying nigger. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I can't go through this material. And I'm like choking, saying things like with really soft voice. I'm like, and then the other day, And then, dude, I'm like, I do the five. I go through it, Ryan. I fucking just bomb so horrifically, just so sad, can barely speak. And Daryl goes, stretch it. Do more. He's a fucking asshole for that shit.
And we then, made you stronger.
So I did more, two more minutes, and then I got off stage. And then sad thing is, like, I sat in the front. So I have to go sit back to the front. because then I have the balls.
You didn't have to go back in the front.
Like, to me, like, that.
Yeah.
I wanted to
walk
the least amount of distance without passing people so that this teeth was safe. Like, I'm just going to sit there and just boom. Ah, I was wearing a fedora hat on top of all this.
Well, that explains everything.
Yeah.
You are
maybe a fedora hat. It's a fedora hat, and a black coat for some reason. And the funniest thing, Tom, a friend, goes, you know what? You should try magic.
What does that even mean? Like, why would you just suggest magic to you?
I fucking bombed so hard you suggested magic. Dude, this is so much fun hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, man.
Do you have a good time, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm having the time of anyone's life. Not just my life.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyone's.
All right. Spinning the wheel.
I went to sex again.
Break up! Break up!
Amy.
I guess I had too many alleged conversations I would have to have about this.
Break up.
I plead the fifth. Man.
Plead the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth.
Yeah.
Anything you say? Fifth.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, you don't
spin that wheel again.
No. No, man. You gotta learn to express yourself.
No, I don't.
I don't know if we need to talk about this.
I've learned to not express myself, which leads me to break up with people because I run my mouth too much. So,
well, here's the wheel again. Here's the thing about breakup. It doesn't.
Amy, please come back.
No, listen. I can't even talk about mine either.
See, just spin the wheel.
Wait. Hold up, you emotionless motherfuckers. Or two. I don't know what's happening here.
I'm crying right
I'm
now.
I'm overly emotional.
I'm hurt by this wheel. The thing is, here's the question. Okay, let me rephrase that question in an easier way where we can all answer it. Worst breakup mistake. Not the breakup itself, the breakup mistake. Like something dumb you've done through a breakup. You
can asking leave her out.
The person.
thinking that I had a chance in the first place.
Yes. You leave the person anonymous and then just tell me, like, what would you. Because the point of this podcast is we express our worst shit. And in a way, like, we've learned from it. Like, we learn from our worst gigs. We learn from our worst sexual experiences.
Okay.
And we can, you know. Just,
what if you haven't learned yet?
Yeah. What if I didn't learn it?
And then whoever listens to it knows that they're not alone and fuck it up. Like, it's fine to fuck up. That's all the point of it.
All right. Yeah, my the first girlfriend I ever had in high school, I think the way I thought of a relationship wasn't what relationships actually are, right? Because, like, when you're, especially like a high school student, there's this expectation of, like, it's sex. That's why you get in a relationship, is to have sex with people. And I think in high school, I don't know, man. Like, I think I was just too focused on that with that relationship. And that's ended up totally fucking that relationship over, and she was a really cool girl. Also, she was diabetic, and she had like an insulin pump, and I told everybody in the school that I beat her, the high score on Tetris on it. And so, like, she would have people come up to her and, like, point at the insulin pump and be like, hey, can I play? Because I said it as a joke, but they didn't think that it was a joke.
Oh, damn.
And she fucking hated me for that, dude. Like,
really?
Yeah, and that was just like, before the breakup, even, I was like, no, it's a prank. I'm pulling a prank. And she's like, fuck you, dude.
Dick.
Yeah, it was a dick move. I was a mean kid in high school.
You know what? You're a lovely person now.
I know. I've learned. Master of learning.
The most embarrassing thing you've done after a breakup.
After a breakup?
Yeah. Man. He's like, he's like in the pillow again.
I'm not, yeah.
I can go first.
My worst breakup was breaking up with my ego.
Earl, don't fucking get deep on us.
that was my biggest breakup in learning.
Don't get all fucking
how to be
all nice
myself
on me
and humble. Like, that's my biggest breakup. No. Because to break up with your ego means you can have a relationship, which I'm looking for still. Like, so that's the biggest breakup I've had.
That doesn't answer the question, you fucking politician.
It answered the question perfectly. What are you talking about?
Dude, yeah, no, well, it answers the first question, but what's the most embarrassing or worst mistake you did after a breakup?
Masturbate.
Huh?
Masturbate.
Okay, that's
it's
fair.
Called the
that's
wheel
fair.
Of shame. It's called the wheel of shame,
you
right?
Ever done that?
What do you mean? You masturbate before and after.
No. You masturbate to an ex?
You're gonna be sad.
Oh, you masturbate to an ex?
I've done that.
Is that what you're saying?
Or don't do that.
You masturbate to a girl that you didn't even have sex with.
Huh?
Because you wish you would have had sex and you didn't know that they were wanting that, and then you
what's happening, right?
You don't have, it's called the wheel of shame, right? Masturbation is shame.
It's shame, not shame.
No, after you you never felt shame after you beat off?
Never.
Yeah, no. I don't think you're doing it right.
Yeah. You're a sociopath.
What do you, why would you be, I do it, like, I masturbate, like, for medical reasons. Like, I don't even care for it.
For medical reasons? I mean,
not like, you know, it's
healthy. Sitting back there with beakers.
And no, that's not what it is. It's like,
it's testing your blood pressure.
It's healthy for your prostate to
really?
Yeah. You can avoid prostate cancer. So I do it because I don't really lust masturbating. I just like having sex. So
that's funny. Man.
So I just like, oh, this is healthy for my colon.
Your colon?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Prostate. Sorry.
I told a girl that once, like in the morning, I was like, can we just medically have sex?
Yeah. It's good for you. Medically.
This erection's annoying.
Exactly.
You put on the
because I also started so young. I masturbated like a young, super young age, so I'm already like fucking burnt out. I started like at 8.
That is very
young. I started before cum.
Well, when I was like 4 or 5, though, I remember like I would rub my dick on stuff. Yeah. Like I would rub my dick on the stairs.
Yeah, I was a curious child. On the stairs?
Yeah. Like plank on the stairs. I don't know the friction. I think Louie has a joke very similar to that. I would do that, yeah.
That's funny. I just remember, a flashback on it was me and this kid named Muhammad in my neighborhood. We were like 5 or 6 and there was an abandoned fucking washing machine. It was like inside this building and there was a washing machine. And I remember us taking our dick out and like rubbing against the fucking washing machine. Like we were fucking the washing machine for some reason. But yeah, you kids are gross.
I remember couch cushions.
Good times.
Couch cushions. Like, oh, yeah, you know about couch cushions? I was like, what is everybody talking about couch cushions for? Like, we just.
And then you try it and it's like, this is horrific.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Who came up with this? Someone that doesn't want people to masturbate.
All right, let's.
The church came up with this.
So, all right, worst breakup was successful. Thanks for sharing, Ryan.
Ugh.
Worst date. Don't tell me it would be
right now.
If you say.
I count this. And
if you say the you went out with your ego and shit, like, I'm going to be mad.
Dated my ego for a while.
I can't. Nope.
I don't know, man.
Worst date.
Every fucking. Any first date, man. Any first date, there's so much just like. Oh, I don't know if I can. It's just like getting comfortable with someone, man. I hate. I don't know. Every date I go on, I feel like I'm.
It's an audition, you know.
Yeah, I'm just worried about like impressing them, and you shouldn't be.
It's exhausting too.
It is exhausting.
A lot of first dates, and you're like, I'm doing the same shit again.
Yeah.
It's like you wear a new shirt that you usually never wear.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Exactly.
Feel uncomfortable. I wore dress shoes to a date one time. I'm like, what the fuck am I wearing dress shoes for?
I'm trying to impress a stranger.
Why am I brushing my eyebrows? Like, I don't do this usually.
Funny.
Little tiny comb.
I'd agree with that. Every date is the worst date.
First dates are exhausting, especially if you do a bunch. Like now with Tinder, like dating is easier. So like there are times I'll go like 5 first dates in a month, and it's, you know, expensive because I like usually I like to offer to buy, and it's also like doing the same set. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Like, I've already told these jokes. I know it works. Just, why do I got to do this again?
It worked last night.
It's a different crowd. Yeah, it worked with the other crowd.
I think we're, like, smart enough, to know that it's not going to work out very soon. You can know it. Like, you can feel
it. Oh, right away. But then you still have to you still have to tough it out.
Yeah.
You're still there. You can't just leave unless she says something, like, really bad. And then it's all right, bye, dude.
Yeah.
That's a thing. I don't go on dates on Tinder. I have like 1,500 matches, no dates. I've never went on a date with anybody on Tinder.
Damn.
Well, I've
set ones up.
Quote unquote dates, but they weren't actual dates. You know what
I
mean?
Like more hangout?
You just hang out, hook up for 2 hours, and then never see again.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that's quick.
That's like I would like a nice date. Like I enjoy
it. A proper date, yeah.
But then I think people define date differently. Like,
what's your ideal date?
My ideal date is sitting in bed watching Netflix.
Yeah,
and actually chilling.
Yeah,
and just having a vibe with somebody.
Like, you know what? For the longest time, I thought Netflix and chill meant Netflix and chill. Like, you just watching Netflix and chilling with someone. So I thought, like, that was the thing. So on Tinder, I go up and they go, what do you like to do? I'm like, oh, I like to Netflix and chill and, you know, music. It's just long walks. They're like, wait, Netflix. And then, like, they would unmatch. And then suddenly this girl goes, really? You're going to lead with that, you gross motherfucker? And then I had to Google it, and I'm like, oh.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. So, yeah, for you guys out there, and I have a lot of listeners in Cambodia. Cambodia, if you hear the phrase Netflix and chill, it means to chill with someone and fuck them. They're in a Netflix thing.
Why Cambodia?
Yeah, do you actually? You don't have listeners in Cambodia.
I think I do.
I hope you. Oh, man.
So if you're listening from Cambodia, there are a lot... There are a lot of other podcasts.
Sorry about Trump. You guys about to get it.
Then this is not Earl Elliott. This is somebody else. Because the girl I dated, her dad lives in Cambodia and works for a political office.
Worst date. Do I have a worst date? I don't remember if I had.
I'm just going with Ryan.
I remember. Dude, all. Yeah. But you. Like,
unless you know them before.
How about a specific thing that happened during the date? That was weird or strange or awful. Like, I you know what I hate about... I'm going to say this and it's going to sound cruel. It's not going to sound nice. But I hate people online that misrepresent what they look like in real life. I find that to be a form of fraud. You know what I'm saying?
False advertising.
Yeah, you got a picture of you from 8 years ago when you were in shape and... there's an audience and a demographic for everybody.
But like, I get it.
There's people that like.
I don't tell people my height.
That's a lie.
On Tinder, I don't tell people my height. I leave it blank.
You really do?
Oh, look at that. Handsome, tall guy.
You make sure this motherfucker makes sure he doesn't take pictures next to anyone. Like,
no, I have pictures next to people. I'm not like taller than I don't you? Try and hide it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. I'm not like, hey, here's my height.
Yeah.
Then nobody would fucking.
But I'm saying like, but like, okay, I all would. Right.
Thank you, Earl.
But I'll fuck you too. But like, there's a demographic for everybody. Like, there's a lot of women that would love to have you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of men that would like to like be with a bigger lady.
Also have me.
Bigger lady. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Don't like you can't just show up 100 pounds more than what the picture was. You know what I'm saying?
It's starting to
sound. I had that. I know what you're saying. I had
no. It's fucking fraud.
I met somebody or was meeting up with somebody. Fraud.
That's like if I showed up white. You know what I'm saying? I was like, why is he white?
It's like, well, it's just a filter I'm using. I really like the filter.
And I hate it, but here's what I hate.
Oh, the Trump filter.
Here's what I hate about it. It's just like you go on that date, and then and the person, they have a guilty look in their face because they know what they did. They're nervous. There's an anxious energy, so you can't even have fun.
Do you still give them a chance, though?
Of course.
See, then I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it would be different if, like, you showed up, saw that they didn't look like what they look like on Tinder.
Yeah, I don't go,
fuck
hey.
This. I'm you know, out. Still have to give them a chance, though. Still have to give them a chance.
See you later. No, I'd go all the way, too. Yeah. Like, it's fine. You don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Like, I had that where I went to meet up with somebody, and I was looking for them, but they did not look like what they looked like, so I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey! And I'm like, what is this? And then I'm like, oh, shit.
Or like, you know, let's get shallow. Let's get shallow with this motherfucker. Here's the thing that I also dislike. People, like, ladies... that, like, this a lot... Like, the makeup is so incredible, right? But you don't really see what the person is, right? So, like, the makeup, like, hides all these things and whatever, right? And then, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're like, what's up, bro?
You lost me. What? This sounds like something different. Like,
no, what are you talking about? Meaning, like, you're like...
Wait, you wake up in the morning? No, you gotta leave that night.
No. I'm talking about, like, look, you, like, as a guy, right, as a dude... as far as like facial things, there's very little things you can adjust about your face, right? You know, we don't really do, I mean, you can, but not a lot of us.
Dude, I've put cover up on zits before. When I used to break out a lot, I would do it, yeah.
You do like foundation and stuff?
Yeah, I would.
How about your eye bags?
I don't have eye bags.
Sorry. How about that?
JonBenet Ramsey, 4th. No, but, like, blaze it, dog.
But I'm talking about like the extensions of the eyelashes and all that shit, right? is this a weird thing to me? Like, yeah, like you're not that. Does like half of your face is not you?
It's not that weird because think about it like this: if you look at the flip side, so say you go out on a date with a girl, like you flashing your card around, you got your mom's car. Yeah, you know what I mean, why and like, then she wakes up and no, I'm saying like.
Back up, bro.
But we're all trying to like enhance. I get what that's you're the saying.
Same. Yeah, but we have like, in a different makeup than they have. Yeah, so yeah. If we judge them,
we have our own makeup.
Well, you know how many times I pretended to be rich in front of a girl?
That's fine.
But pretend to rich, be a good person.
Yeah. All right. Enough misogyny for this section. Next, let's spin. All I'm saying, ladies, ease up on the makeups.
And that's
Ali. That
I would
was
just
not
like
me.
Say Ali is the only one saying that. Ladies,
I used to work at Victoria's Secret. I love makeup.
I love your acne. Like, be proud of it.
It sounds like you had a bad experience.
Yeah, very bitter.
You got surprise.
Parents.
Ah, I love my parents.
All right, let's move on. Worst height. That was literally parents. That's it. You have a parents thing. Worst parental advice?
Parental advice?
Yeah.
I don't have any kids, I don't think.
No, I mean, like, from your parents. Or your tube baby.
My parents are pretty cool. They're just weird and from the 70s, pretty much.
Like, okay.
They've been married for 38 years now.
Nice. Worst high.
Oh.
Ryan got excited.
Yeah. One time I took a... The second time I ever took mushrooms, I took double what I thought I was taking.
Okay.
And I knew something was wrong right away, because normally it takes, like, your stomach has to digest it, so it takes, like, 30 to 45 minutes. And after what felt like 10 minutes, I was getting, like, the rocket ship feeling of, like, whoa, like, this is gonna be... this is gonna be bad. And then,
it's gonna be a ride.
I just got, like, really high, and then I started getting really scared. And it lasted... Like, that's the thing with mushrooms, is it lasts, like... 6 or 8 hours. So I was just like in like way too, I remember like being in the, I took a shower and then I remember looking at myself in the mirror and just like praying to God and being like, please fucking make me not be high anymore. I promise I will never do
again
any other drugs again. And that was the worst. And then I remember just sitting on my bed in my towel for like hours, just like, ugh. Like, I don't know what... Because I thought I was going to be high forever. Like,
oh, really?
It was lasting so long. It's like, I'm never... This is it. I fucked up my brain.
I broke my head.
Yeah, I broke it.
Damn. Yeah.
That was the scariest. That's the worst trip I've ever had.
Fuck.
I had a really bad one on an LSD, too. I almost jumped off
the bridge.
You did
LSD?
Yeah. Oh,
shit. That's why you're open-minded and progressive. Yeah. You don't tell the ladies to put on makeup.
I don't. Do whatever you want.
What's your worst high?
Same thing, mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
Sitting in the shower, just shaking. Just like,
really?
Write it out. Then I'm like, why am I saying write it out?
You start overanalyzing.
Do you get a body high on mushrooms or just a mind?
Yeah, it's both. Because you feel like this intense feeling of euphoria, but then it's also just like your body just fucking feels like... It's hard to explain, man. It's almost like you're lightheaded, but it feels good. Like, okay. You're constantly lightheaded. You feel like you need to drink, like, water, like, get something in your stomach, but you're just, like...
It depends on how much, like... So, the stems are the body high, and the caps would make... That's what makes you, like, hallucinate.
Uh-huh.
So, if it depends on how much you take of each, that will...
Have you done DMT, Earl?
No.
Would you?
Hell yeah.
Damn, I like Earl. Earl is really good with drugs.
Hey, man, allegedly.
Very good.
7 years ago.
Mr. Probation Officer, Earl is really, really, really good at drugs.
It's actually a little bit 7 years ago.
It's ran out.
Yeah, this story was 7 years old. I think we covered up all the topics. Do you guys have any shows coming up that you want to plug?
Well, when does this come out?
This will be on, if not next Monday. So this would be on in about 5 days from now.
Okay. I'll be at Running Aces Wednesday, November 23rd.
November 23rd. You've heard it. Running Aces.
And can I plug one more?
Yeah, of course, man.
If you live in Eau Claire, Mark Norman is coming December 15th, and I'll be opening for him. Come check it out. It's going to be a great show.
Awesome. That's dope. I love that, Mark. And how about you?
I have a stalker, so I'll be in Cambodia. You can catch me in Cambodia. Like,
Al is moving to LA. Ryan, what's your Twitter handle?
At idiot Ryan Call. R Y A N K A H L.
What's it called again?
Idiot Ryan Call.
And then Earl has a stalker, so he can't share.
He can't disclose any personal information.
Thanks for listening again, ladies and gentlemen. What? He just said, he had to close it on Sand Nigger. What's wrong with you?
It's a callback.
The fuck, man? God damn it, Earl.
I said .com, though.
That doesn't make it less worse.
Sandnigger.org. Sandnigger.gov.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more from our other shows on the Medicinal Mass Network.